Good afternoon. This is Father Steve West from the parish of St. Barnabas in Pleasantville and La Romaine. Welcome to our reflection on this Palm Sunday. The readings for today are from Isaiah 50, verses 4 to 9a, Psalm 31, the Epistle of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, and the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. The long version, Matthew 26, 14 to chapter 27, verse 66, and the short version, Matthew chapter 27, verses 11 to 54.
Thank you.
The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord. Our reflection is entitled, The Same Mind as Jesus Christ. One of the definitions of mind is a particular way of thinking. As we think, so we speak and act. Therefore, Paul is inviting us to think like Christ, to act like Christ, and to speak like Christ. Paul goes on to identify characteristics of Christ that he demonstrated as he was fully human, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Paul offers a narrative portrait of the humility, obedience, and regard for others that he is encouraging the Philippians and us as disciples of Christ today to practice. Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Jesus set aside his divine nature to become human as you and I. He took the position of a slave, a position of obedience to the Father's will, a position of service. As human, he would always strive to be obedient to the Father. He would always do his Father's will and serve all of God's people. This state of his mind was echoed in his words. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. To serve God's people and give his life as a ransom for sin was the order that was given to Jesus as the slave of God. Task he would carry out not only to the best of his ability, but to his death, death on a cross. Paul says, he humbled himself. In addition to his obedience to his Father's will, the hallmark of Jesus' ministry was his humility. Jesus knew who he was, the Son of God, the Word made flesh. He knew he possessed the Holy Spirit, a spirit of power, yet in humility he did not abuse his power. He only used his power for the good of others. Jesus did not follow the tradition of the Jewish rabbis and set up a school and invited disciples to come to him daily for teaching. He went out and called his disciples. He did not stay in one place where he was popular, but went where he was needed. Jesus traversed the country on foot to carry out his ministry of teaching, preaching, and healing, bringing people into a new relationship with God. In humility, Jesus allowed himself to be influenced by others. For example, the Canaanite woman reminded him that the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table, pointing him to the fact that he was sent not only to the Jews, but to all of God's people, Jews and Gentiles alike. Jesus, in humility, yielded to her and healed her daughter. When challenged by Pilate, the Roman governor, who asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus simply answered, "You say so." Luke 23, verse 3. Jesus did not attempt to defend himself or invoke his power, which was greater than Pilate's. Jesus knew that he had to take the difficult, painful, and sacrificial road to the cross. He would humble himself before Pilate, although he knew that Pilate's power was temporary and his was greater and everlasting. Jesus' humility and obedience led him to a painful death on the cross. He would do his Father's will to the end. Paul invites us as disciples of Christ today to let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. As disciples of Christ, we are invited to have a mind of humility and obedience, empowered by the Holy Spirit. We therefore have to begin by acknowledging that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us. As God's gift to us, as we are initiated into the body of Christ, the church at baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit. As we grow in our relationship with God, we come to acknowledge the Holy Spirit's presence and allow ourselves to be guided by God through the Holy Spirit. A spirit, Paul tells Timothy, that is not a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, of power, and of self-discipline. As we are directed by the Holy Spirit, we are able to carry out loving actions under all and every circumstance. We will, like Christ, be able to deny ourselves and focus on the needs of others, carrying out loving action as we receive and respond to God's love for us. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, we will not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. We will acknowledge that God has given us gifts, which we must develop and use for the benefit of all of God's people. With the mind of Christ, a mind of humility and obedience, we will be able to wash one another's feet. We will be able to live by the prayer of Saint Ignatius Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, when we pray, "Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Christ our Lord. Amen." In humility and obedience, we will not be as fickle as the people in the day of Jesus, one day shouting, "Hosanna to the King," and a few days later, change our cry to crucify him. Give us Barabbas. Crucify Jesus. In our state of social isolation and lockdown, many of us are crying out in fervent prayer for deliverance. Deliverance from the COVID pandemic. Unless we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit and accept the mind of Christ, a mind of humility and obedience, at the end of this time, in our day of deliverance, we may very well find ourselves like the 9 lepers, running outside with joy and excitement and forgetting to acknowledge and give thanks for the source of our healing and wholeness. Let us use this time available to us to draw closer to God. Set aside some time every day for Bible study, for quiet reflection and prayer. Let us ask our Heavenly Father by the power of the Holy Spirit to give us the same mind that was in Christ, a mind of humility and obedience to whatever God desires us to do, to go wherever God desires us to go, and to speak as God requires us to speak. Let us commit like Christ to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our lives, for that is the way of a true disciple of Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Father, our Father, we confess that we are often too weak when we should be strong, that we live as though we are lost, though we have been found. We remain broken, though Christ had made us whole. We feel unloved, though your love for us is endless. We confess that, though you have promised the Holy Spirit will empower and enable us, we often rely on our own strength, the strength of our worship and service, our commitment and our praise. Forgive us our doubts, our fears, our lack of joy and our lack of hope, our insensitivity to the needs of others, our self-centered concerns in the face of our neighbor's pain, our times of apathy and indifference to each other's success, and our critical attitude to each other's failures. Forgive us, cleanse and renew us, and make us more like Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace today and every day. Amen. Almighty God, we pray you graciously to behold this your family, for whom our Lord Christ Jesus was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and forevermore. Amen. A truly holy week to all. God's blessings.